How we doing out here?
Great, how are you?
Are you the guy yelling Jesus is Lord?
Yep, Jesus is the way. Jesus.
Can I give you a gospel card?
Of course.
You're out here fishing. I used to be a fisherman, now I'm a fisher of men. What's your name, young man?
I'm Michael.
Michael.
Yep.
My name is Tupos. This is my wife's sister Amen.
Sister Amen?
Yeah.
And your name is?
We're not Roman Catholic. She's my wife, but I call her sister. She's my sister in the Lord. I always have to tell people that. My name's Tupos.
Tupos,
yeah.
Interesting.
So you're a young man. How old are you?
I'm 17.
17. So do you mind me asking you a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, keep fishing. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
That's fine. You eat the fish you catch?
Not always.
You just throw them back?
Sometimes I'll eat the snook, but that's about the only thing.
So I have a question. Do you claim to be, you were yelling out, Jesus is Lord. Do you claim to be a believer and follower of Jesus?
I'm a believer. I wouldn't consider myself a follower.
Very good. You know the difference.
Yep.
What's the difference, young man?
The difference between following him is I don't read the Bible.
Okay.
I don't read the Bible, but I believe in him. I am a Catholic, but I believe in him.
Well, good thing I told you that this isn't sister, like she's a nun, because we're not Roman Catholic. Good thing I told you that. So do you know the gospel to find eternal life? And I need to warn you, the Roman Catholic Church, like many other man-made religious systems, they don't teach the truth. They teach a lot of traditions. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're very, like the evangelicals, like the Mormons, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Roman Catholic Church is very what I would call corrupt.
Right.
Would you agree that they're following man-made traditions?
I have heard a lot about that from like other people saying like that they can be.
They actually admitted that they were hiding pedophiles and things like that.
Yeah,
but
I've also seen that. Like, hide pedophiles.
And that's one issue. That's one issue. The big issue is, though, they have a false gospel. So you probably don't understand the gospel. The good news is what we walk around and tell people. We travel the country. We do it for free.
Right.
And we have a website. It's on that gospel card. You can check it out. Thousands of resources for free. We don't want people's money. We all work and support ourselves. I'm retired, but we support ourselves. Does anyone ever explain to you the gospel, how you can find eternal life? If you were, well, not only to die and go be with God today, but to actually live in and follow his kingdom today. See, a lot of people have that wrong. They think salvation is for when I die and go to that realm up there somewhere. But did you know what? That God's message and Christ brought to us is for now. It's for today. It's to be a member of the kingdom of God right now.
Yep.
Has anybody ever explained it to you?
Yes, I've heard that
a lot.
Actually,
you think you
know
it?
Right here, somebody came over to me.
Oh, was there people like just a little while ago?
Not a little while ago. It was
today?
No, it was a couple of months ago.
Oh, a couple months ago. So what did they tell you is the gospel to eternal life? Would you share it with me? If you die, or to enter it today to become a child of God, how does that happen?
How does it happen? To be honest, I'm not 100% sure.
Could I share it with you?
Of course.
So this is where the religious systems, I'm not just going to pound on Roman Catholic, all of them. They're all made of man. And if you want to follow Jesus to eternal life, do you follow his way or man-made ways?
His way.
His way. So his way is that he came into the world as fully man, fully God, lived a perfect life that you and I couldn't. Have you sinned before God?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, so have I. So we messed up. We sinned. We've fallen short. And Jesus came and showed us who God was. He lived the perfect life and shed his blood to be the perfect Lamb of God. And then he rose again to defeat death. You're a young man, but death is coming. Have you ever known anybody young that dies?
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah, okay. So you can die when you're 20. You can die when you're an old man like me. You could die in between. So Jesus comes into the world and he came to seek and save the lost.
Right.
And anybody who will place their faith in his death, burial, and resurrection, he's the only way, through repentance. Repentance is when you realize I'm going that way and it leads to hell and destruction. God's truth is the other way. I got to turn and go that way. That's repentance. And you're ready to leave the world, false church systems, your flesh that is your enemy, right? Your flesh is your enemy, isn't it? You got to be ready to crucify and put it down. The Bible says through faith and repentance, the beautiful thing God does, Jesus said, I have to go. He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to manifest myself to you. The Holy Spirit, when you're willing to obey God and you cry out to him because of what Jesus did, will come dwell in you. And we become the temple of God. Not a building, not the Roman Catholic building, not the evangelical building, no building. We become the temple of God. And the fruit that you truly are born of God, your life's been transformed. If the Holy Spirit was to enter you and transform your life, you think your life would be different?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you wouldn't talk sinful, you wouldn't live sinful, you wouldn't dress sinful, you wouldn't look sinful, you wouldn't do all these sinful things. Your flesh wants to.
Right.
But the spirit man, you're now of 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new creation. And it rises up in you. Now you fight the flesh man to put him down. And the fruit that you're born of God, it's not about going to church. In fact, God didn't ordain this whole Sunday church system. Man did. Uh-huh. It's not about keeping the Christmas and pagan Easter and Good Friday holidays that the Roman Catholics invented.
It's
God
all
never
about following him.
It's all about every day following him, saying, Lord, I wake up today, I'm yours. What should I do with my life? How should I live? I'm reading the word. I'm comparing my life. I don't act the way the world does. I don't want to do what my flesh wants me to look at porn and video games. Lord, I want to glorify you. What do I do? The Holy Spirit guides you and directs you. And yes, you will fall still. We don't teach that you'll be perfectly sinless. You're going to fall. But guess what? When you sin, guess what you do? You don't just say, oh, I sinned. I'm a big sinner. I'm going to keep on sinning. No, you repent and you say, Lord, cleanse me, strengthen me so I no longer have to do that. And I don't want to dishonor you. Give me the power and you turn away from it. So if you have a TV at home and it causes you to sin and you keep looking at it and sinning, instead of keep crying out to God and saying, God, forgive me, what should you do?
Stop watching.
Throw your TV out. If you got a video game that you go, oh, I play all my time on it and it's violent and it's worldly and it just takes up all my time, rip it out, throw it out. Jesus said, pluck it out, cut it out, rip it out if it'll cost you to lose your soul. And so by faith, repentance, you're born again. The fruit of God is holiness and obedience, comparing your life to Scripture. That's what we do. We help people become biblical disciples. It'll change your whole life. It'll change what you want to do. It'll change how you talk. It'll change who you hang out with. It'll change how you dress. It'll change, guess what? You won't go to Catholic Church anymore. You'll say, Father, I see that's made of man. I want to follow your ways. And then the Bible says you have to endure in all of that to the end. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
It's all on that gospel card. And if you do go on the internet, you can go on noparish.com for free. We don't want your money. We want you to open the Bible, find like a King James Bible.
Right.
And then start reading in the New Testament. I would encourage you to, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See who Jesus is. What you're going to find when you read the Bible, there's no popes. There's no priests like they have today. There's no church buildings where men go on Sunday morning. You're going to find it's disciples that just follow Jesus, led by the Word and the Spirit, and obey him. And over time, it transforms your entire life if you're willing to keep seeking him one day at a time, one day at a time, one day at a time. Before you know it, you're 17. One day you're going to wake up, you're going to be 30. And you're going to go, whoa, where did those 20-some years go?
I feel like that
or
already.
Or 10-some years.
I feel like that already.
Yeah. I remember. I'm 61, but I remember what it was like to be 17. Mm-hmm. It seems like it was a few months ago. Sometimes it seems like a whole lifetime ago. Then other times I'm like, boop. It seems like it went by really, really fast. So ponder that. And if you were, I just want to ask you, you know what Jesus did for you? He shed his blood. You know, he was beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised for you.
Nailed to a cross.
Yeah. He was nailed. He was tortured for you and I. I have a question. What should we do for him? Should we just live with a head knowledge and live our own life? The Bible says we're purchased with his blood. And the dangerous part about having like the mindset you have, maybe you're a listener. I can tell you're listening. Hopefully you'll move from a listener to a hearer. A listener hears God's word and goes, huh. But you know what a hearer does? They start to obey it. Okay. Kind of like, do you drive a car?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's kind of like the cops go, yeah, you know the laws. You've listened to them. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing it and obeying? Are you stopping at the stop signs? Are you not speeding? Are you using your turn signal? There's a difference. I'm hoping that you become a hearer and then ask yourself, what should I do for this Savior who's coming back? He is. Mm-hmm. And do you see how wicked the world is? It's being set up. You know, the Bible promises a evil, antichrist, one world system. It's coming. And you want to be prepared for that. And how do you get prepared for that? You don't hold on to this life. You hold on to Christ and the life to come, because that's where eternity is. None of this is eternity. Everything you see around you, this is all going to fade, isn't it?
Jesus is eternity.
Yeah. Does all that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
No, thank you, sir.
Yeah. You got that gospel card. My email's on there.
All right.
Email me if you ever want a Bible study. We'd love to encourage you. We travel all over the country, but we do come down to Florida in the summertime, in the wintertime. Why? Because where we are originally from, Wisconsin and the Midwest, it's pretty cold up there, and nobody's outside.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of events. We go and we preach at events. Uh-huh. We stand outside churches and peacefully preach. We just preach at an event in Fort Pierce, and then one down. What town were we just in where we preached? Fort Pierce, and then
Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie. Yep, we're in Port. We moved so much. You know what we are? You can see it on our website. We're van dwellers.
Van dwellers.
Van dwellers. You ever see people that live in their vans?
Oh, they live in a van.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what you do.
Yeah, we sold everything we owned to fund ourselves to live in the van and travel around. Because I used to have this nice, big, beautiful homestead in Missouri, mm-hmm. and I always tell people the deer and the turkeys came up on my porch like this, and I could almost feed them by hand, and I could hunt and fish my life away and cut firewood and just sit back and drink coffee and relax. I have a question. If I did that the rest of my life, I would ever meet you. I never would have met you. So we had to go and tell the good news of Jesus, warn that the wrath of God is coming. You're going to hear one or two things, young man, one day. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord, and you'll be received by him because you've followed and obeyed that gospel I shared with you. Or you're going to hear what most people, Jesus said, narrow is the way, few there be that find it. That word few means puny. Most people are going to hear, away from me. I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, you who keep sin. Look around, all the people you know, they keep sin, don't they? Christ is coming back for those who obey him. Listen, how we can help you.
Thank you, Phil.
Love you, young man.
Love.
Email me sometime.
I got you.
All right, God be praised. We'll Bible study with you. We're studying through the book of Revelation right now, verse by verse, and every day we add gatherings, teachings, things that edify you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
No problem, sir. Sister Amin.
Uh-huh.
So that was like the second person just walking this beautiful boardwalk. We'll put a picture up along on this post.
Yeah.
Got appointed?
Yeah, he really listened. For a young man, he was pretty intently listening. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. So, yeah, we're thankful. God put us in the right time and the right place. Praise God.
Amen.